Are you a prepper or homesteader looking to connect with like-minded people in your area? Looking to start your own preparedness group? Already have a group? Well, look no further than PrepperNet. PrepperNet is dedicated to personal responsibility, individual freedoms, and being self-reliant. PrepperNet has monthly meetings in over 100 cities where you can meet and learn with like-minded people in your area. PrepperNet, where preppers unite. Find us online at PrepperNet.com.
Survive, thrive, stay alive. It's time to get prepared with the Prepping Academy podcast.
So I'm going to introduce Rick. Rick is, I've known Rick for probably 11 years now. First, I think I probably met him at the first Prepper Camp. Rick is the founder of Prepper Camp, him and his wife. And Jane, one of the questions I have here is whose idea was it, his or his wife? So I'm going to let him prepare for that because we need to know. And then, and he's also written several books. He does a podcast. He does a video cast. He does a pretty much everything. He is a staple within the prepping community. He was on Doomsday Preppers. And so let's bring Rick Alston into the mix here. And Rick, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good, good. I know you didn't know I was going to play that, but that's a pretty good video. Everyone likes that video.
Well, that was the best introduction you could have made. That's for sure.
I mean, you knew that they were going to take a spin on it and make it funny, right?
We had a year-long negotiation before we did it because when they approached me and said, this is the Daily Show and it's Comedy Central, I said, okay, you guys, your whole job is to make fun of conservatives, so I don't think I want to do it. And they said, no, we really want you. We need you to be the king of preppers, so to speak. And, because we want to do this thing and we actually want to make fun of ourselves. So it was a good year of negotiations with Viacom, which owns Comedy Central. And, we dealt with their lawyers and there was $1 million non-disparagement clause. So they had to put teeth in the thing just to make sure that they weren't going to, use the opportunity to knock preppers and knock what we were doing. So it turned out that they were doing exactly what I thought. Interestingly enough, she was scripted. I was not. So all of those answers by me were all just off the cuff. So it was fun. It was a fun shoot. And, she was a really nice, genuine person. She kept telling Jane, I just play this character. I'm not really like this. And she came from a conservative family. And when she came, she we took her around the farm and showed her the goats. She said, oh, can I get in there with the goats? Can I get a picture for my kid? And she said, oh, yeah, sure. No problem. So it was a good experience. Well, it really is a funny piece.
It is hilarious. And people say we went off the air for a second. They thought that we got nuked by the government. I got text messages, but we have been back while you were talking. It came back so good. Listen, YouTube does. It's on YouTube already. They don't care about that video, guys. So I am getting a major storm. Sounds like a hurricane's coming outside right now. But hey, we'll survive it. So I got some questions. So you're an author. You and Jane were on, I know, Doomsday Preppers. Didn't want to show that one. This one was so much better, just funnier. And so there's a lot of truth to the funniness, though, isn't it?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what even – and so some people watch that and they might not – but as preppers, we're like, ah, yeah, that is kind of – so the storm in here, so it's absolutely storm. Every time I do a show, one night the mailman ran over my mailbox and I heard it. Another night a fire truck shows up to my neighbor's house. So tonight we're going to just get a hurricane outside. So, but I do, so Let me ask you, if you don't mind, let's talk about Prepper Camp, because tickets are on sale now, and you can they can get tickets now at a huge discount. What's the percentage of discount between now and, because it goes up over time, correct?
Right, right. Yeah, we give a discount for people to purchase the tickets earlier on, and it helps us to know kind of the numbers that we're going to have and where we kind of stand. It allows us to take care of some fixed costs early on and to lock in things like our tent people who it is not a cheap venture by any means to put this event on when we've got, you know, that many tents and 2,000 people. And I think you heard the year before last, each one of those chairs, those 2,000 chairs, cost $1 a piece to rent. Well, last year the price went up 50%. It was $1.50 per chair. So you do the math. That's $3,000 just for chairs for people to put their butts in. So
right.
This whole event is not a moneymaker thing for Jane and myself. This is kind of our ministry, and we got into this because we were on the speaking circuit after Doomsday Preppers, and we just realized that people wanted to get the kind of information that they needed so they could live kind of the lifestyle that we do and be more prepared. So we do this. We started this 12, 13 years ago, and this is our 11th year. Last year was our 10th anniversary, which kind of hard to believe, because after the first one, I wasn't sure I wanted to do another one.
Well, you know, the funny thing was I'd been to all 10 years. The first year I went under an alias because I didn't know. I was so scared to go to a show like this. I signed up under an alias. I went with you. You know Dave very well. And Dave and I were talking, he didn't know you at that time either, Dave Stutz. And we're like, okay, we need to sign up and go. And we just won't, we'll just keep a low key because Dave was a conspiracy theorist. One of the first ones I've ever hung out with. Man, they're going to have cars going through our parking lot, scanning our tags. And he was saying all this stuff. And so I was taking all the precautions, but I've been there all the years. My question is, so you started this because you were tired of traveling, right? And that was the big thing, is that you thought that people would enjoy coming to you instead of you going all over the nation, right?
Well, not really. We were what the back 12, 13, 14 years ago, after we had done Doomsday Preppers, you know, Jane and myself became kind of celebrities, and there were a bunch of prepper shows out there that were all over the country, and most of them were held in a convention center where people were butt to butt, elbow to elbow. It was like $5 to get in a ticket, and it was at a convention center, and, you know, people who weren't really serious about the prepping thing. So, you know, people come to kind of see what it was all about. And what the promoters were is they weren't really preparedness minded people themselves. They were just trying to make a buck on the next craze. So, they were much more concerned about making the vendors happy and selling stuff than they were about teaching. And Jane and I were there, as well as people like Scott Hunt and some others who had some credentials. And, you know, we drew in people for them. We were a marketing draw for them. And there were some of us after some of these events that just said, you know, we just watch people there and they're talking to the vendors and they just don't know what they don't know. They're interested in buying stuff, but they don't know if they need it or not. And we just said, hey, look, we're educators. Let's do an event that we would like to attend in a venue that is conducive to these things, you know, the bushcraft stuff and whatever. Mm-hmm. And it was the hand of God at work, because we had worked on the whole concept and came up with the name Prepper Camp and trademarked it and did all kinds of other stuff and started working on things, but we had to have a venue. And I just happened to be at a speaking at another show. It was actually, I think, Charlotte at the time. And there was a couple there that went to my class, and they came up to us afterwards and said, you have goats. And I said, yeah. And they said, well, we're interested in buying some dairy goats because we're interested in that stock thing. And I said, well, we've got some babies, so yeah, that'd be great. They came and they looked at them, and then they weren't ready to go yet, and they weren't weaned yet. So, when it came time for them to take delivery, they asked if we could come out to bring them to them. And I have never before and never since delivered goats to anyone. You know, they come at them.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason, it was like the hand of God where, and so we deliver the goats and a nice couple. And he said, well, I happen to have a campground. Are you interested in taking a ride? Because it was off season at that point. And so we went on a ride in his ramped up golf cart. And it was like Mr. Toad's wild ride through 140 acres of land. And I'm like, man, this is it. This is the place. Right. And so we approached them doing prepper camp there, and it was kind of a risk for them too. Just like, you know, you were concerned about telling people who you were when you went to prepper camp for the first time. They were concerned about having a bunch of people come there too, because they didn't know if they were crazies or, you know, if, but they literally prayed on it. And they said, you know, we think this needs to happen. So we did the first year. We didn't know what we didn't know. We had a lot of issues that were pretty much most people that were going on. But, you know, there was a lot of stuff because mm-hmm. we hadn't done this before. I'd done a lot of events before in my professional career, but we just and we hadn't worked with the different vet before, so it was all new to everybody. And but halfway through the event, people were asking me when we were going to have the next one. So I said, well, I'm not sure on another one, but, things kind of calmed down like giving birth. And, you know, you don't ask a woman after she's given birth if she's ready to have her next baby. So after we, give it some thought and got lots of good feedback, we just said, okay, let's do another one. And, we've been the largest preparedness, homesteading, self-reliance event in the country ever since. And we get people literally from every state in the country. We get speakers from every state in the country. We get people from Canada. We've even had people from Australia come to prepper camp. So it's been good. And, we just try every single year to make it better than the last year.
Yeah. I can attest that's for sure it has been. I got a quick story about the first year I went. Dave and I, we camped out, and we camped out at the back gate, right at the back gate. There was no tent city that year, but the back gate, it was just a road, and I was the little last little place. If you are coming into the road and you turn in left there, Dave and I were on the left side. We put our little tents there. Well, the first night, we have two separate tents, and I was rumbling around in my bag to get my keys because I wanted to get something out of my car. This is like 3 a.m. and I hit my alarm on my car. And now I've got to scramble around and find the flashlight so I can find my keys. It went off for like 4 minutes, and finally I hit it and turned it off, and I was like, oh my gosh. And then that morning I was in line in the shower, getting ready to get in the showers. You know, it's about, I don't know, 75 yard walk or so. And I'm sitting out there on the steps, and someone says, man, Joe, hear that alarm go off at like 3 or 4 a.m. I'm like, no, I think I slept right through it. Come to find out, I become friends with that guy. But the next night, if you remember, I don't know if it's, because I stayed there 2 years. The next night, one night it rained, and my mattress was literally floating so much. So anyway, that's my two. I think that was the first 2 years I went there. But But Prepper Camp has been amazing. Every year, you do bring up new classes and new things. And I like, I mean, you got from, you know, securing your house to used to do butchering meat to, you know, metalworking, every skill that someone probably would need. Even you do ham radio. I mean, like every skill that is needed, or the major skills, the major 30 skills, even sewing. I mean, you cover it all there. There's a expert there teaching a class. And so, yeah. What do you, I mean, is that, I guess that's on purpose to get these people to cover every.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, we want to have all the major things, and we generally have some of the same standby classes every year, just because, you know, people need to know how to grow food and various other stuff. So there's always, you know, there's always some base classes there because we have new people every year. 2 years ago, we had a whole bunch of new people and that I hadn't seen before. And they were in my class. It was 9 o'clock the first day. It was first class of the day, and I just asked people generally, you know, who's seen me before? And not many people had raised their hands, had not seen one of my classes before. And I said, okay, who's a new prepper camper? And 90% of the class raised their hands. So I said, boy, that's weird. Why is that? And some guy yelled out, Biden. So, you know, people were waking up. People were waking up. So we have lots of new people every year, and we have, you know, some people that repeat again and again and again. And so because we do have people that are coming again and again, we always try to have at least 20 new classes every year. That means I have to cut 20 other classes, but we try to find things that are sort of topical for the time. So last year we had, you know, an anti-kidnapping class. And Sarah Hathaway taught that one, and it's become a big issue with the, you know, the sex slavery, the child kidnapping, the women kidnapping, and it happens in, you know, Walmart parking lots where some woman's walking with a bag full of, you know, hands full of groceries and get her keys out to the car, and somebody drives up in a van, slides the door open, throws her in, and takes off. Fills her full of drugs, and she's now in the prostitution trade. So this is happening way too often. So we had somebody who can teach how to keep that from happening. And you're right. We have 64 classes a day, all 3 days of the event. So there's a lot to learn. In fact, one of our speakers, a guy from Canada, Toolman Tim, he had been to a bunch of other shows, and he said, oh yeah. And then there's the big one, Prepper Camp. And he said, you know, folks, it's like drinking from an information fire hose. There's just so much to learn there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So someone's asking like 20 times here, is Prepper Camp handicap accessible? Let me answer that. If you can walk, you can get around. There are some slight hills, but if you can walk up a hill a little bit, or if you can, I'm not sure. How would you answer that, Rick? There's some tricky parts there, being handicap accessible.
We have specific handicap parking. We have parking for golf carts too, and most of Prepper Camp is on flat terrain. In fact, there's porta potties on flat terrain within the vendor area as well. The food service is really, you know, the food trucks are the only thing that are uphill, and there's plenty of food, people serving food, inside, you know, that flat terrain area too. So, the only thing you would need to do is if you're going up to one of the food trucks, and there's ways around that. And of course there's some steps and stairs there too. And if you go kind of walk toward the, where our, the smaller tents are, on the water, what we were calling them. I can't remember. But in any case, you know, there's a gentle slope going up there, and you can literally hang a right and do kind of a 180 and go up there. So it's doable. And lots of people, you know, lots of people do.
Yeah. I would say if you can't walk a wheelchair, someone can push you around pretty easy around there for sure. And get to all the yeah. things. There's just and you could actually not walk uphill any, but some of it you have to walk. You're walking across a slight hill. I would say that. So if you can do that, it's mm-hmm. absolutely. I see people out there with canes and walkers and scooters all the time. So I would say almost 100% handicap. But yeah, you don't know until you try. Become with a friend if you're make a friend. So next question is, it has grown every year. I mean, you're getting, I think the numbers you kind of sell out every year, but it seems it's getting better every year. My question is this, I mean, do you have any, are you going to try to keep it the same, or will you be doing any different things for Prepper Camp 2024, or it's just going to be the same but better?
Yeah, we're still going to have about 20 new classes. So, you know, mm-hmm. we'll myself and my wife Survivor Jane and our executive committee kind of get together and go through, and we have submissions for new classes all the time. So some classes, you know, we may bring back from the past, and sometimes we've got people who just say, hey, I've got a great idea for a class, and we'll run it up the flagpole, and we ask them to kind of write out what their own bio is, so we know where they're coming from, as well as you know, the description of the class, so we can see whether or not it's really going to be something that people are interested in. We had a class last year called Win Against Woke, and the guy who taught it, Paul Vallone, is been kind of a lifetime he's kind of a political activist for our side, let's put it that mm-hmm. way. And you know, he had a great class on how to take it to your school boards who are trying to promote, you know, all that crap to the children out there, and you know, how to stand up to them, and how to win against that kind of a system. So, but you know, we're looking at, you mentioned butchering, I think, at one point early on, and we're going to bring butchering back. A number of different classes that we're looking at right now, but you know, we kind of try to look out into the future as to what's going to be the most important things to be concerned about come September 2024. And you know, home defense, learning how to take your own team and how to deal with marauders and invaders and that kind of stuff, or whether that's the 30,000 Chinese nationals who are all PLA guys who came across our border, all wearing the same kind of clothes and having the same kit mm-hmm. and same backpacks. You know, whether those are all cells, I mean, think about it. In 9/11, it only took 19 guys to take down the United States for a period of months and cause us $1 trillion in lost revenue in GDP. So think about 30,000 Chinese nationals and all the testing that's been done on our power grid. Mm-hmm. You know, this is stuff that we're looking at, think, and people need to be prepared for it. Yep.
Absolutely. So I got this last question. This just came to my head right before the show. It's going to be difficult for you to answer this one, but I want you to, what was your favorite year? And you've been doing this, you've done it 10 years. Is there one year that you're like, okay, the people here, they get it finally, or like you had the best lineup of classes, or is there a favorite year that you have?
I think last year, best year, because we just add more stuff all the time. So, you know, uh-huh. we started off when we started a prepper camp and we had six classes going on at the time. Now we had 8 to 9 going on at one time, 9 at certain times of the day. We had several different demonstrations, including Fortress Canine, who I wish I had seen that, but I did see it on video when he did the bite work with his executive protection dogs. And then, you know, Rick Native that and Rex, Pastor Rex had that men's Rex. Group thing that they did, which was kind of cool.
Oh, yeah, that was last year.
And, you know, they just brought and they brought that to me and said, hey, we want to do this. And I said, well, you know, yeah, we could do something. We could just figure out where to put it and do it at lunchtime.
Yeah, they tried to get me to come, you know, so, and I'm like, I'm too busy.
So we had and we had 4 movies last year. We had Brad from 5 Times August for his second appearance at Prepper Camp.
Yep.
And he has already agreed to come back for the next year. And he is the number one singer songwriter. You know, he is he is the political protest singer of our time. You know, we're all I'm a child of the 60s. So, you know, I grew up with that kind of stuff. And those guys are nowhere to be found. And he's doing it, and he's, you know, he is now an international personality. You know, during the first prepper camp, he wasn't really that well known, but now he's an international, he's traveled all over the world at all these, you know, stop the mandates and stop vaccine things and that kind of stuff. And, you know, his album, last year was the number one singer-songwriter album on both Apple, iTunes, and on Amazon. So that's something. And his videos are absolutely amazing. And the fact that he's not only writes the music, sings the music, but he also creates these videos that are just total satire and just slap you in the face, you know, using the words of the people he's making fun of, you know, their own statements. So.
And then Pastor Rex, he always does the Sunday morning church service there by the lake. Yep. That's always fun. So tell everyone.
And it's nice to have a pastor who's actually a prepper. So
right. And so, you know, it's funny. He's lives up in the Wilkes County area, and we have every year we see each other. We're like, oh, let's get together. There's a great restaurant out there. We've yet to do it, but I need to call him and do it. But he's a great. I love. The first year we were beside each other, and it was pretty awesome to get to know him. Tell everybody the ticket discount, and then we're going to transition to growing some food questions and about your books. But where can people get the tickets, and when does the price go up? And if you got any other things you want to talk about Prepper Camp, and we'll move right on to some food.
Okay. Ticket prices for Prepper Camp will be $100 at their final price. And the ticket prices right now are $54.95. So they're $45 off right now. And that is until December 31st. And then first of the year, prices go up. So, you know, now is the time to get your tickets for Prepper Camp. And, you know, so I think there was another question there, but I can't remember what it was now. So that's at preppercamp.com. That's preppercamp.com. That's it.
Yep.
Just like that screen so going across there. Yeah.
Yeah. At PrepperNet, we have always promoted. That's our biggest event. We have the most people come to that. We do a spring event, but the Prepper Camp is, I mean, we've been going there for years, and our people love it. And like I said, last year, I think we had like 109 people when we have a little cookout together. I think it was 109. I don't know. Beth's not on here. She would know. She was the one doing the counting. But it's a fun time. We hang out and
I think it's important to know too, for that, unlike a lot of other events, it's one price for everything, and you can go to any class. You don't have to pre-register for any of the classes. You go whenever you want to go, or you know, whatever times of the day you want to go. So it's not like where you have to pre-register and a class gets full, or that you have to pay extra. There's no materials fees or anything like that. So we have been striving just to keep it at one set price, so nobody feels like they're being nickel and dimed to come to prep camp.
And also for about handicap accessible, all the speakers that need a television or a microphone, you have them. Because a lot of people were like, you know, they're concerned, well, I won't be able to hear it. But the people that right. need a microphone, they have a microphone. So everyone should hear it. You guys go from tent to tent to tent to make sure everybody is, for every single class, right. everything's working. And it's always great. You guys are a lot of help there. For sure. Chin is, you know, you just call Chin and big tall guy comes and helps you. And but everyone should be able to hear it. There's a lot of seating as well. And you can bring your if you have a wheelchair or your own special seat, there's room to put it on the side, still be in the right. shade and probably be. So there's no bad things about Prepper Camp. And one of the great things, I have never noticed a bug issue. A lot of people are like, oh, it's outside. I've never seen a bug issue in September up at in Saluda there. Never even thought about it. But a friend of mine goes, well, isn't there a lot of bugs? I'm like, no, the only time you'll see a bug is a yellow jacket near a trash can. Other than that, there's nothing. But it is well done. It's put and you guys have got it down. This is the 11th year. Matter of fact, I can't think of another one that's been going on for more than 10 years. A lot of them stopped or they're out of business. You guys might be one of the longest at this point. You're only 10 years.
I was a businessman for 35 years too. So,
right.
Thanks for listening to the Prepping Academy podcast. Preppers unite at www.preppingacademy.com.
Are you a prepper or homesteader looking to connect with like-minded people in your area? Looking to start your own preparedness group? Already have a group? Well, look no further than PrepperNet. PrepperNet is dedicated to personal responsibility, individual freedoms, and being self-reliant. PrepperNet has monthly meetings in over 100 cities where you can meet and learn with like-minded people in your area. PrepperNet, where preppers unite. Find us online at PrepperNet.com.